Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry, 1 Peter 2 and 5. I'm the minister Ezekiel Jones, who along with Reverend Evangelist Hermann. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, what the Lord have in store for you.
That's all right.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We just thank God, amen, for just another glorious day, amen, to come into the presence. Amen unto the Lord once again. What an honor and a privilege it is to know him this morning. What an honor and a privilege to wake up, amen, on the right side, amen, of the track. Amen. There's no mountain too tall, amen, that you can't climb when you in God. Amen. And it's best to know God, amen, than to know of him and to have a personal relationship, amen, with him, because he's a God of all truth, amen. He's a God that will not, amen, fade away. He's a God, amen, that will not falter. God, amen, that will not waver. Glory to God. We excited, amen, once again. And how many know this morning, when you're in God, amen, there's never a dull moment, amen, because he is, amen, a rewarder, amen, for those who diligently seek him, amen. But before you come to him, you must first believe, amen, that he is, first of all. And without faith, it's impossible, amen, to please God. You must continue to understand, amen, God love you. Amen. This morning, we want to say good morning to our radio listening audience out there this morning. We thank you, amen, for tuning in each and every week here on WCNO, amen, at 7:30 a.m. at this hour, amen, to 8 a.m. We certainly appreciate you, amen, in so many ways. We show our generosity, amen, towards you, amen, and we certainly hope that we can bring forth a word, amen, that may encourage you with your walk, amen, with the Lord. Amen. We all need to be encouraged. Amen. We're all, amen, going through some things. Amen. But there's no light affliction, amen, that will not stumble us. There's no light affliction, amen, that we can't, amen, make it out, amen, of a situation that we're going through. Amen. The Bible so declared that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But the Lord will deliver him out of them all. Psalms 34, amen, and 19. Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, amen, for such an honor, amen, and a privilege to be here, amen, on this morning. We thank you, God, for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your multitudes of your tender mercies, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, because you loved us first, O Lord. And by that cause, we love you, O God. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, O Lord, in your word. O Lord, that your word will go forth, O Lord, that your word will be a lamp, O God, and a light unto our path. We thank you, O God, for your sovereignty, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for when we are weak, O God, that we are made strong, O Lord, through you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. The deliverance, O God, right now. O Lord, somebody listening right now need a word, O Lord, from you, God, right now. We pray that you would touch them, O God, from the crown of their head unto the sole of their feet. Somebody been crying all night, O God, looking for a way of escape, God, O Lord, but knowing that you are faithful, O Lord. And the Bible says that you being faithful with few things, he will make you ruler over many. We thank God, O Lord, and we'll be so honorable and careful, O God, to give you all the honor and the praises in Jesus' name. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. The ministry where everybody is somebody, and Jesus Christ is the Lord God have highly exalted him and have given him a name which is above all names, which is above every name that is in heaven. And at that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that which is in heaven, that which is on earth, and that which is under the earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Friend, amen. If you have not made him Savior of your life, amen, in the Godhead of your life, and the custodian and the leader, amen. If you have not followed his commandments, amen, it is not too late, amen, for you on today. Amen. Why don't you just begin to just praise God? The Bible so declared that I wish that all men would praise God for his goodness and for his mercy, for all the acts of kindness and all his marvelous works that God have brought, amen, us out with a mighty hand and a scratched out arm. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Without further ado, we want to thank God, amen, for our producer here, amen, Pastor David, amen. We just thank him for being here in such an early hour, amen, to allow us to come in, amen, on another day's journey, amen, that we may be able, amen, to edify and encourage, amen, and to inspire, amen, the word of the Lord unto you. We want to definitely give out our condolences, and our symphony goes out to the Reed family on this morning. Amen. That dear Jan Reed of PSL have passed and went on. On Wednesday afternoon, I got the word, and me and Jan began to develop a relationship within the Lord, and to talk towards one another about God. And Jan had suffered a stroke, and she was paralyzed from the waist down. I did mention her name here on the air several weeks ago, and she's going on now, amen, unto glory, going on, amen, to be with the Lord. So we're certainly saddened, amen, by the loss of dear Jan. But how many know to be absent from the body, but to be present, amen, with the Lord. So God bless the family as they go on, and we give you and we pray that the Lord would give you strength, amen, as you continue, amen, to mourn the loss of your loved one. Amen. We thank God, amen, for his word. First of all, we can't do nothing without, amen, the word of the Lord. Amen. We won't be able to stand, amen, without the word of the Lord. In the last and evil day, we must continue, amen, to look unto the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh, amen, from the Lord. Somebody don't know where their help come from, amen. But how many know this morning, amen, if it have not been for the Lord, amen, throughout everything that you done been through in your entire life, amen, where will you be at this morning? But we understand that we are not, amen, forsaken. Amen. God would never leave us, neither will he forsake us. He promised to be with us even until the end, amen, of the world. Amen. And as we continue, amen, to fight the good fight, amen, of faith, as we continue, amen, to hold out and to hang on, amen, in there, amen, and yet hanging on to God's precious promises, amen, God will come, amen, and see about his people, amen. One thing with God, once he starts something in you, God will complete it. God will finish, amen, the work which he have performed. The Bible, amen, so declared in Colossians 1:6, he that hath formed a good work in you, amen,
we are completed until, amen, the day of Jesus Christ. But you got to be willing and on obedience, amen. And then as you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat, amen, from the good of the land. But you got to continue to dwell, amen, in the land of the Lord. And as you continue to dwell in the land of the Lord, you shall be, amen, fed. Amen, fed, amen, and being hunger, amen, and hungering and thirsty, amen, after the righteousness of God. Because if you don't hunger and thirst after righteousness of God, you're subject, amen, to fall, amen, by the wayside. You got to continue to get rooted and grounded, amen, in that word, amen. That word will come alive in your life, amen, that you can use the word of the Lord when you're going through something, amen, in your life. Glory to God, amen. If God be for us, amen, who can be, amen, and against you? That we are more than conquerors, amen, in his word. We're overcomers, amen. The battle, amen, have already, amen, been won. Satan is already, amen, up under your feet, amen. There's already, amen, victory, amen. It's already, you can sound the trumpet, amen, and call it out in the mountains, call it out in the valley, in the name of Jesus. You don't have to stay in your valley. You don't have to stay in the wilderness. Amen. It's time for you to come, amen, out of your prison place, amen, and come to alive, amen, into the likeness of God. Glory to God. We talked a little bit, amen, on last week, amen, about the seed that was being planted, amen, that God plants, amen, the seeds in a one soul, and the nourishment of that is we come forth and we flourish and we blossom as a newborn birth, amen, born again, amen, not of, amen, the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, amen, being born of the Spirit, amen, being born of life, amen, and being born of the truth, amen. And the Bible also declared that whosoever, amen, that Jesus set free is free, amen, indeed, amen. So the warfare, and we'll continue to fight a spiritual warfare. Friend, you're going to continue to fight a spiritual warfare, amen, and you continue to call upon the name of Jesus, even though when you associated with the name of God, with the name of Jesus Christ, the man have made himself of no reputation, that thought it not robbery to be equal with God, amen. Satan always hears, amen, the word of God too, and he come and try you, amen, but you got to continue, amen, to hold fast, amen, for that which is good, amen, that we have not attained anything by any means, amen, because we got to know that we got to stay rooted and girded up, amen, and have our lions girded up, amen, in Jesus Christ, and having on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation, glory to God, and the ointment of the joel of the anointing, amen, of the Lord, amen. We got to continue, amen, to know, amen, who he is, the ministry of the reconciliation, amen. If glory to God, we are over here in the book of Isaiah, that first chapter, and if I had a word for you this morning, the message and title, amen, don't miss the mark. Don't miss the mark. Now that my Babylonian experience is over, now that your Babylonian experience is over, glory to God, now that when you was going through something in your life, amen, we got to understand that we all have been in a dark place, we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God, amen. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Romans 6:23. But knowing that we was shaped and we was born into iniquity, as David said, my mother had conceived me and I was born in shape into iniquity. And the nature of an individual, of a soul, is the sin, because Adam sinned in the beginning. Amen. Because God was good to him and God had placed him. God blew the breath of life into man and man became a living soul. Amen. And God told him, do not eat, amen, from the tree that sits in the midst of the garden, a tree that from good and evil. Don't eat from this tree, because they know that you eat of this tree, you are no good and evil. But eat from the tree of life, God, the tree of knowledge, the tree of wisdom, the tree that we can continue to get closer, amen, to God. Glory to God, to understand, amen, God love us this morning, amen, and God want us to live with him for eternity, amen, and to understand, amen, for he, amen, would not suffer, amen, your foot to be moved. Glory to God, amen. We understand that in the children of Israel, amen, was the chosen nation. God loved the children, amen, of Israel, amen. He loved Israel, amen. It was the holy place, the holy land, amen. God loved them. Amen. Jehovah, he loved them. Yahweh, amen, he loved them. And that's God's name in the Hebrew language. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we understand, amen, when God, amen, in the book of Isaiah, amen, in that passage of scripture, glory to God, the sins of Israel and Judah, and that 1 and 2, the Bible says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Amen. They have rebelled against me. I have brought them up, amen, out of Egypt, amen. Some 430 years, amen, ago, I have shown my power. I have brought them, amen, all throughout the wilderness, amen, and put their foot on dry land, brought them up out of a desolated area, and allowed Pharaoh and his army, amen, to sink, amen, in the water, amen. But the children of Israel was on solid, amen, ground, solid foundation. God intend for you, friend, to be on a solid foundation. The Bible says in verse 3, the ox know his master and the donkey his owner, mangers, but Israel do not know, amen, do not know. My people do not understand. Israel, who despite being God's chosen people, is lacking the basic, amen, understanding and obedience that even animals, amen, possess. Amen, that you can tell an animal to go in and out of pasture, amen, but here it is, the people, amen, a human being, a humanity, amen, that would not, amen, follow the rules and the instructions and the guidelines, amen, of the Almighty God, where they have already seen, amen, his miraculous power, amen, but yet though you begin to whore around and go after other gods, amen, and not hearkening, amen, unto the voice of the Lord. Amen. The book of Isaiah is 66 chapters in this particular book. This is the fifth longest book of the Bible in terms of word count. And it's divided in two major parts, judgment and restoration. And it serves to God's nation, Judah, back to faithfulness and to declare the coming of the Messiah, Emmanuel. When God spoke through the prophet Isaiah in 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, spoken by the prophet Isaiah. And this was 700 years before Jesus Christ's birth. and came back and confirmed the word of God in the New Testament, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, that first chapter, 23rd verse, where it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted, God with us. God with us. Amen. The prophet and the prophetic word that Isaiah, amen. When God began to speak to Isaiah, amen, through and be the mouthpiece of God and speak the words, amen. That Isaiah, amen, in that sixth chapter said that would say, "Who the Lord said, who will go for?" I said, Isaiah said, "I will go." Isaiah sat up on the four kings, amen. When he began to be the prophet, he was up on the amen, the four kings. But Isaiah, amen, was assigned, amen, to the northern part of Israel, amen, to Judah, amen, God's nation, God, amen, chosen, amen, one, glory to God, amen. But our Babylonian experience, where God, amen, when spoke the word through prophet, amen, Isaiah, when, because the people of God, amen, the chosen one, but they was a disobedient, amen, they was a people, amen, of a sinful nation, a people lacking with iniquity, a seed of evildoers that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel, amen, until anger. They are gone away, amen, backers. They allowed, amen, the enemy to back them up, amen, in the corner. And they was one that was about, amen, to go into Babylonian experience and to go and to be captive, amen, or one to be exiled, amen, from their own country. The word exile, amen, in terms literally mean to be exit, amen, from a one's country, amen, to be abandoned from your own country. When you allow the kings of Babylon, amen, to come in, amen, to strip you and to siege, amen, your city. That is so much like us today, amen, as being, amen, that you're a people of God, amen, but you have to get to know God rather than know of God, and to know of him, and allow the enemy to come in, amen, and to strip you, amen, with the word of God that God have put, amen, on the inside, amen, of you, that you grow strong, amen, in the boldness, amen, that you may speak as you want to speak, amen, because there's something greater, amen, that is you, the Bible so declare, amen, that is greater than me, that is in you, than he, amen, that is in the world. So we cannot afford, a friend, to miss the mark where God have called, amen, unto us. God have called us to be clean, upright, pure, amen, before his mercy, before his judgment seat. So God began to come, amen, and to restore, amen, order. It was the beginning of judgment. In the beginning of restoration, amen, where God have tended to be. Glory to God. Don't miss the mark. God chastened the ones he loved. He loved just not a handful of individuals. God have no respect of person. He thought so highly of you and I that he allowed his son, his only begotten son, to give up his seat in heaven. Amen. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. God can and is more than willing and able to sustain you, my friend. That Babylonian experience, amen, that we was once all held captives at one point in our life. Amen. But now that the searching of you, of your soul, the most inner being part of you, of your soul, that you would get to know him now in the fullness of who he is in your life. And if you draw nigh unto God, God will draw nigh unto you. Amen. But you have to make steps in the right direction. Amen. Getting rid of the negativity. Amen. And replacing it with the positive in your life. God will sustain you. The word sustain literally means strengthening or support physically, mentally, and spiritually in your life. God is saying, listen, there's a new honor and a new anointing. A new favor have been pressed in you. See, we got to understand something. Before Jesus came on the scene, amen, there wasn't a dwelling place that the Spirit of God can dwell on the inside of an individual. Because Isaiah said in that 61st chapter, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For he have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captive. Was upon me. The Spirit of the Lord came upon them. But now the Spirit of the Lord dwelleth on the inside. Amen. That he promised, amen, on that day of resurrection, that I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. That you tarry and wait, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Amen. That the Holy Ghost will make you walk right. The Holy Ghost will make you talk right. The Holy Ghost will make you live right. The Holy Ghost will tame your tongue. Life and death is in the power, amen, of your tongue. The Holy Ghost will teach all things and bring all things back to your remembrance. The Holy Ghost will get you back to your destination with a Father, amen, where we all, amen, on that highway to heaven. Get it in your spirit. Get it in the deep, in your depths. Your inward being, amen, the cracks and the crevices. That you arise and shine. Those who have been ignored and oppressed. I know it. Glory to God. The prophetic word. As Isaiah began to speak. Amen. To the people of God. When I gave. Got the call. Got the message. Amen. A disobedient people. A stiff-necked folk. Amen. But the prophetic word went forth. And as the prophetic word go forth, we need to take heed. Today is the day, amen, that we will understand the direction where the Lord will want to take us at. And we don't have to be a back seat, amen, that we can be obedient people here in today's society, what we is now. Glory to God. But to arise and shine, those who have been ignored and oppressed and depressed and despair are now being encouraged. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8 and 10, for the joy of the Lord is your strength, strengthened with power from among high. Amen. Glory to God that you allow outcomes, accusations, situations, circumstances define you. That don't define you, friend. We need to redefine ourselves in the word of God. Don't allow Satan to come and steal in everything that you have. We find, amen, for the opportunity, amen, for being here. And we certainly pray that something that we said may enlighten you and inspire you, amen, that you continue to go forth as Jesus told Lazarus, come forth. God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Amen. We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week, Saturday at 7:45 a.m. right here on WCNO.